this week, beginning the 9th of August. Some of us are listening on the telephone line, some of us watching on our phones or our iPads or our laptops. Hopefully, lots of different people of lots of different ages. And today we're going to think about how big God is. Our God is a great big God and he holds us in his hands. We worship God together and you'll recognise this song and this little film from the last time we shared together in worship for all ages. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong.
Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
A very long time ago, there were two groups of people known as the Philistines and the Israelites, and they didn't get along very well at all. The Philistines lived on one mountain, the Israelites lived on another mountain, and all they talked about was fighting each other. Now say hello to Goliath. Imagine him, a man who is taller than any man you have ever seen before. Taller than any man in the world, in fact. He's got brass on his legs for protection, and a spear that's even taller than he is. He's the biggest man you will ever see in your life. And he's on the side of the Philistines. Now listen to what he says to the Israelites.
Hello down there. You look very small, like tiny ants. Which one of you tiny ants is going to fight me, eh? I bet none of you can beat me.
None of the Israelites wanted to fight Goliath. Even their leader, King Saul, said,
No thanks.
So who was going to stand up to Goliath? Now, it just so happened that down the road there was a man called Jesse who had 8 sons. Most of his sons were strong and brave and already in the army. But the youngest one, David, was smaller, so he helped his father at home by looking after the sheep. One day his father said to him, "David, I need you to go and see your brave brothers in the army. But you must be very careful, because you're not as brave as them." David knew he was just as brave, but he kept quiet. And the next morning, he set off to see his brothers. He had just arrived when, crash, bang, David looked up to see Goliath, who was shouting down at the Israelites again.
"Hello, tiny ants! Why have none of you tried to challenge me yet? Come on!"
Everyone, including David's brothers, was very, very scared. But David wasn't scared at all. He said to everyone, "Yes, Goliath is big, but God is bigger, much, much bigger. I will challenge Goliath, and with God's help, I shall defeat him." Of course, everyone laughed at him when he said this. Little David fighting Goliath, what a silly idea! And they laughed even more when David went to tell King Saul about his plans. But David was determined and said to King Saul, "Goliath is bigger than me, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't stand up to him." The king thought for a minute.
Okay then, young David, he said. "Go ahead and challenge Goliath. But you must wear armor to protect yourself."
"No thanks," said David. "All I need is my slingshot and 5 stones. And off David went. A slingshot and 5 stones? How could David beat Goliath with just that? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, David looked up at Goliath and said, "Goliath! Down here!"
"Where?"
"Here!"
"Where?"
"Here!"
"Oh, there you are! You're such a tiny ant, I couldn't see you!"
"I may be small like an ant," said David, "but I am brave." Now, Goliath didn't much like being answered back, so he stopped laughing.
"What do you want, little ant?"
he asked.
"To challenge you," said David.
"Now, why would you want to do that? Look at the size of me, and look at the size of you."
But David just said again,
"I am here to challenge you."
And suddenly, Goliath was running towards David. Boom, crash, boom, crash, running like a big, slow, angry elephant. What was David going to do? He would be crushed like an ant if he didn't move out of the way. But David didn't need to move. He just picked up his slingshot and one of his 5 stones, and he slowly took aim. The stone flew through the air, whoosh, all the way up to Goliath. Whack! Goliath started to tumble to the ground. Oh no, which way would he fall?
"Look out, everyone!"
The whole ground shook as Goliath landed flat on his face. Defeated by David and his slingshot and a stone. Goliath, the big elephant, beaten by David, the tiny ant.
So that's the story of David and Goliath. If you'd like to read the story yourself later or have someone read it to you, you can find it in the Old Testament of the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 17. When I was thinking about the story this week, I was thinking about Goliath, the big giant. And we maybe don't have big giants walking around making us feel scared. But sometimes there are things in our life that are quite daunting. So perhaps this week you're thinking of going to school, returning to school after being away for a long time, or maybe you're going to school for the first time or moving up to secondary school. That can seem like a big thing to cope with. Sometimes in our lives, we have other things that cause us all kinds of worries and troubles, and they maybe seem as if they are going to overwhelm us the way the people were afraid about Goliath. David, well, people turned and said about David, "You're only a boy, you're too small, you can't fight this huge giant." But David trusted God, and he was able to face his fears and the fears of others around about him. Doesn't matter whether the thing that we are concerned and worried about is a huge big thing, a Goliath-sized fear, or it's a small fear. God knows us and loves us and understands all about us. At the beginning of our worship today, we sang together the song, "My God is so big, so strong and so mighty." The God of David is our God, and we can trust God to be with us in all of the big things in life and in the small things of life. We can talk to God about those things, and God gives us people round about us, our family, our friends, our teachers, who help us, who listen to us and encourage us. And we can help one another too, in the kindness that we show to one another, the love and care that we show, in praying for one another and asking God to be near to people when they're afraid and they're unsure. Our God is a great big God, and he holds each one of us in his hands. And we thank God today for that brilliant story of David and Goliath.
My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. Have you heard the story by my friend King Dave? Wouldn't let the giant stand in his way. He said, "Hand me my sling, 'cause he's not that tall. My God is bigger and I'll watch him fall." My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. Have you heard the one about this guy called Dan? Yes, he was a mighty holy praying man. Said, "Throw him to the den of the scary beast." But God saved a hero from the lion's teeth. Yeah. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. Jonah and the whale at sea. When I'm lost and afraid, all alone in the dark, you're with me. Oh, you're with me. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. The king of me.
In a moment, we're going to join together in prayers. But before we do that, let me say a big thank you to those who've been helping me every week to put the online worship together, and to all of you who've been sharing in these online worship gatherings. Some of you will have been wondering about our church building and when we're going to be able to open it again and gather for worship. The Kirk session met last week to discuss and make plans for the future. And this week we're sending out a letter to everyone in our congregation. The date that the building will be reopening is the 13th of September, but there are going to be quite a number of limitations around that, including the fact that only 28 places will be available for people to come to worship. And with that in mind then, our online worship is going to remain for some time the main way that we continue to worship together. But the letter that you receive this week will hopefully fill you in on more of the details. This week also, our schools reopen here in Scotland. And we're thinking especially this week of those of you who are starting school for the first time, going into primary one, those of you who are returning to primary school, those of you who are moving up to secondary school and restarting secondary school again. It's been a long break and it's quite exciting, but it's also a little bit scary. So remember that God loves you and is with you. And remember too that your church family is thinking about you and praying for you. And we're going to join together in prayers now. Let us pray. Lord, we are so glad that you give us our voices and that we can use them to make noise, to sing and to shout. We can use our voices to say please and thank you, to say something kind to those who are sad, to give encouragement to those who are hurting inside, to show the way when someone is lost, to say something good when others are being nasty, to speak about Jesus, even when others might laugh. We can use our voices to sing your praise, to say our prayers, to speak of your love, to shout aloud that we follow Jesus. We can make sure our voices keep quiet instead of saying something hurtful or unkind. We can be silent instead of getting angry, gentle instead of being a bully, thoughtful instead of being selfish. We can use our voices to say thank you for all the wonderful things with which you fill our lives, our world, and our days. To say sorry when we say or do things that hurt you, other people, or ourselves. Lord, thank you for all that you have given us. Thank you for being near to us in these strange times when we haven't been able to go out and about, to go to work or to go to school. Thank you for all the people who have looked after others during this time. And we pray now that you would be near us all as we start to get our lives back into some kind of normal way again. And we pray especially this week for all of those returning to school, that you would be near them and help them. Lord, we thank you for everyone who works in our schools, and we pray that you would guide them and lead them. And now in the quietness, Lord, hear us as we bring our prayers to you. And all of our prayers we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sing of the Lord's goodness, Father of all wisdom, come to him and bless his name. Mercy he has shown us, his love is forever, faithful to the end of days. Come then, all you nations, sing of the Lord's goodness, melodies of praise. God's glory. Praise him with your music. Worship him and bless his name. Power he has wielded, honor is his garment, risen from the snares of death. His word he has spoken, one bread he has broken, new life he now gives to all. Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Sing out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Comfort in our sorrow, Spirit of our God Most High. Solace for the weary, pardon for the sinner, splendor of the living God. Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Ring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. With your singing, praise him with the trumpet, praise God with the lute and horn, praise him with the cymbals, praise him with your dancing, praise God till the end of days. Come then, all you nations, sing of the Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring up the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Bless his name.
We're going to share together now in the grace with the actions that we use. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.